5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Girardi had Scherzer checked. Yeah, he was on the mound. Had Scherzer checked between batters with still outs to go.
Good.
I don't think it's a horse bleep move. You know what? You know who's got space in Scherzer's head? Girardi.
If you think a guy is using substances, then you can check him. That's it. I'm tired. These pitchers are acting like they're now being persecuted. You know, baseball player loves to act like that things are so out of line. Everything's so out of line. You can't walk on a mound a certain way. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, this is cheating. When you alter the effects of a baseball, when your performance is altered in a positive way because you use a substance, if I just say that out loud, this person is using a substance to improve and increase his productivity. Oh, steroids? Well, yes, but also the stuff that they're using for spin rate, spider tech, for example. Oh, well, that's not, can we say that's not cheating? Because that doesn't feel right to say that's cheating because it's not the trash cans. Yeah, it's actually more effective than a trash can bang. It's actually, you actually do not have to try to decipher stuff in 2 seconds. This is something you can use on every hitter, in every ballpark, everywhere. It's actually much, much better. It's actually just like steroids from a performance enhancing standpoint and what it can mean for your money that it makes you. So, yeah. And now for pitchers to act like, oh, where are my pearls? I need something to clutch as I've got to show that I'm not using some illegal substances. Sorry, kids. You guys wanted to go over the top with slopping up your gloves, hats, the back of your hats, the front of your hats, your belt, your butt crack, your all the places that you like to hide it. Sorry, you were so brazen that people at home could video capture it and put it on Twitter and have it go viral, and now the commissioner's office is like, I guess we got to do something now. You see Joe Kelly, I'll give Joe Kelly credit at least. Joe Kelly, who we hate here, who tried to fight the Astros last year. Joe Kelly has said, hey, I'm all for it. Let's get rid of this stuff. So, you know, the good pitchers, I think Gerrit Cole is going to really be impacted by this. I really do. I think Gerrit Cole is going to be one of those pitchers who he used it with the Astros, we know. And I think that we're going to see that Gerrit Cole will be a good pitcher. I don't think he's going to be an elite pitcher with the Yankees.
I don't know about that. I think he's going to adjust with his fastball, and he's going to be it'll be an adjustment period, but Gerrit Cole's still got a huge arm. I think he's going to be fine. He's not going to be, his spin rate won't be as, he won't be, I mean, as
he
dominant.
Checked. He got checked yesterday. Oh, Did you see the video?
He's going to get checked every inning. The other manager's going to check him. Every inning they're going to check to make sure that he's not cheating because he has depended on it for so much. But I love it. Sergio Romo went out.
Garrett is 8-3 of the 230.
He threw his hat down, threw his glove down, pulled his pants all the way down and said, okay, check me. I'm like, okay, stop. And I got to give, I know Melvin, is he still their manager? No one knows. Anyway, he said, okay, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. The umpires are doing their jobs, and that's what they have to do. Stop acting like a little wussy.
By the way, Garrett Cole does have a .85 whip this year, so he's hanging in.
He's okay.
He's got 123 strikeouts, 96 and two-thirds, and a 2.33 ERA. Like, he's holding up so
Garrett,
far.
Garrett, what is your whip right now? Do you have any idea what your whip is?
I don't quite know how to answer that.
Now, in his last two starts,
It's .85.
In his last two starts, 15 innings pitched and 10 strikeouts.
Which is down.
Way down.
Yeah.
10 earned runs, two earned runs in his last two outings, four walks. So against the Twins, he went zero on the ninth. He had 9 strikeouts, no walks. Against Toronto and KC, his last two outings, he has 10 strikeouts and 4 walks. Just a little something to keep your eye on. That's all. Just a little something to see if those strikeout numbers come down just a wee bit now that Major League Baseball is going to be cracking down on that. The strikeouts innings pitched have been down his last two performances. When that spin rate isn't the same as an out pitch, let's just see what happens. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's going to be a bad pitcher. I mean, you know, he did get rocked for 5 earned runs in 2 different starts, one in June 3rd and one in May 17th. So, you know, maybe he's not the same dominant guy, although the numbers might say differently. But just something to keep an eye on, your strikeout per nine. Because his highest strikeout per nine was with the Astros. He was excellent.
Hmm.
And, you know, and the Astros are known cheaters. Everyone will tell you.
Everyone knows that. By the way, here's a tweet from Jalen Green, and it may not be inaccurate. I know for a fact if I went to college, it would have been a different talk about who going number one. It's good, though. I love the G League. It prepared me ahead of a college move. I ain't going to stop working. That may be the case. Jalen Green, we've seen video of him. He is, wow. If we had seen him on a day-to-day, during a college basketball season where we'd actually watch, I saw 0 G League games. Don't know. We might be going, no, there's no question he's the number one guy.
Well, you wanted to go make your money this year.
That's fine.
And you did that. That's
fine.
But
guess what? He's going to make big money anyway.
Yeah,
anyway,
he is.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
And sometimes school ain't for kids. He didn't want to go to school.
No, no, no. There's no question. Yeah. There's no question.
Yeah.
But I do think there is something to be said right now for the platform of collegiate athletics. You know, our NIL talk yesterday, if you missed it, you really need to go back and listen to hour 3 of the bench from Tuesday morning. We had Zach Soskin and Dusty Stanfield. Dusty's local. Zach works with him, but Zach lives, I think, in California. I'm not sure where Zach lives, but Dusty's here, good friend. He was at my birthday party. You probably saw Dusty back then. And they're marketing reps, and they are killing it right now with, you know, they've been marketing reps for NFL players for a few years. Dusty has for years. Zach is a younger guy. Listening to them talk, you know, I knew a lot about it, but even listening to them talk yesterday was very, very eye-opening, and I'm sure it was for you because it's brand new stuff. Like, I don't think people fully realize the scope of how big NIL is going to be.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be way bigger
especially
than people think.
Now, it may be, now Jalen Green said, I'm going to go make money right away. You're going to make more money now in college than you will in
the G
League. That's
what I was going to say. One of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to be such a pain in the ass for collegiate athletics where players worry about their brand more than playing and all this stuff, that a spinoff league will start that's not involved with college, and that will be, you know, college will be more academic oriented than it maybe has become over the last 20 years, or it will behoove college basketball players, you know what, this G League stuff doesn't make a lot of sense for me. But marketing reps can also get you deal. But no, yeah, I think that the marketing stuff, it may keep guys in seasons longer. Like college football, they may not have the opt-outs as much anymore. Well, the advantages.
If I want to be a third rounder as opposed to a superstar, a star at Georgia that's making money, or I'm going to be a fourth rounder or a fifth rounder, I ain't coming out. I might stay. This
you might stay because maybe next year.
I'm gonna stay because I can make some money. Now we got I want to continue that conversation because there is something that is, but we'll throw it on the other side because we teased that the number one jersey in the NFL right now. Can you guys guess?
Yeah, it's Carl Nassib.
Carl Nassib
after one day.
After one day sales, Carl Nassib. Well, he was the number one selling jersey, and rightfully so. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, is the LGBTQ community going to, is Carl Nassib jerseys going to indicate, like when you saw Colin Kaepernick jersey, you knew what that person was saying, right? Yeah. When you saw Colin Kaepernick San Francisco jersey, you knew exactly what that person was saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is Carl Nassib going to be the face of the, I don't know, I would say all the letters again. All those letters community?
For the NFL?
For the LGBTQ community.
I don't know if he'll be their fate. Look, I can't speak to it. I'm not in the community. I don't know. I don't know if a football player would be. I don't know if they look to Carl Nassib and go, we're going to put you on covers. We're going to be doing ads. I don't know. Will he be speaking for particular causes in the near future? Probably.
Well, why? Okay, so if you're buying a Carl Nassib jersey, are you saying, hey, and you stand behind Carl Nassib?
I think it's more of a signal of support than anything else. I don't know if you're making a statement other than you support Carl Nassib if you buy a jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know because you knew what it meant. I mean, there are very few other ones. I mean, if you buy a Deshaun jersey now, what are you saying?
No, nope. Absolutely not.
Nope.
Now we did find out something about Carl Nassib, and if you're gonna become famous, then you are going to be outed.
What did we find out about Carl Nassib?
When we come back, what? Do that.
No,
do that.
We do it
we
now.
Already did that.
Are you doing it when we come back?
We already did that.
No, something else when we come back.
Yeah, we were going to do
more NIL stuff.
You know that there people are going to dig, right?
Of course.
Everyone and it's going to be a problem if you've got anything in your background. That kid that was being bullied, now all of a sudden there's Confederate flags and his mom's got Confederate flags. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this isn't. Well, okay, so what Clay Travis had yesterday, somebody sent this to me. It says, yesterday Carl Nassib was a Twitter hero for coming out as a gay NFL player. Today Twitter's terrified he's a Republican who voted for Trump. Check out the search terms autofill when you type in his name on Twitter. I have no idea what Nassib's politics are, but this is perfect. And it comes out, Carl Nassib gay, Carl Nassib Republican, Carl Nassib Trump.
That's what people are looking for. That's what people are looking for. Hey, we got to make sure his background's clean.
Right. It's just unbelievable.
If we find out, now we're squarely behind him. Wait a minute. He's a Republican?
And you know what's funny is, people on both sides of the issue are searching that, either to discredit
or to say,
"Oh, you see? Oh, you're supporting him. Look who you're supporting." It's this, like this is so sad that we live in a world where people have to. That's the first thing they search for is, can we somehow tie this guy to this, either in our favor or against him or whatever? It's unbelievable. But kind of believable, actually.
It's not unbelievable. I never once thought about
his political leanings.
It would never cross my mind to do that, to like look and see what Carl Nassib's political leanings
are. Because you're a good person.
Yeah, I'm not, but I'm just got other stuff to do, I guess.
I can't get behind him anymore. I cannot. I know.
Is he less brave?
He's putting his face on the cause, but he's a Republican?
Well, that's understandable. Is he less brave if he's a Republican? I understand people having an issue. I guess.
People are. We got to find out.
Well, I thought he was really
did
brave,
he ever say anything nice about Trump? Because we're going to have
Oh, no. Trust me. That was already searched out. You would already know. I will also tell you that he probably told his agent that he was going to, and maybe whoever his marketing rep, if he has one. I don't even know if a Carl Nassib has a marketing rep. He's a defensive end.
He should have one now.
But I think his agent, when he told them that he's coming out, or her, whoever his agent is, they may have, and maybe they did previously, scour anything in his social media. And I'm not just talking about anything political. I mean, everything. Because you know people are going, Let's go see what's in the old Twitter background. Let's see what we can pick at for Carl Nassib.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you're but trying somebody, to be a ever, hero. Huh?
If he ever said anything, though, somebody screen grabbed it. Yeah. Somebody did. Sometimes.
Before Carl Nassib?
Yes. Are you kidding? They screen grab everybody. It doesn't matter. Every single thing that you tweet is grabbed at some point.
Didn't he play at Penn State?
Yeah.
I'm sure a Michigan or Ohio State fan would grab something if he said something.
All right, 814 ESPN 97.5. I'm saying this. I'm saying HRP. HRP.net. I'm saying Mike Holley and the business that he started up here, started from scratch. He's a U of H guy. Started it from scratch and said, I'm going to bring. And you know what? You know the power brokers that are in this business, the payroll and the HR business, but they put a disguise on it. They say that they're in that, and yet where they're making their money is that they're getting you with the benefits packages because it's their benefits package, and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, that's kind of expensive. Your insurance package, that's kind of expensive. Your 401k, that's kind of expensive. But, oh, look over here. They go with the left hand. Look at our payroll, how cheap it is. It's awesome. Oh, but you got to take all this other stuff. That's not the way they do business at HRP. The way that they're doing business at HRP is we're going to give you the payroll. We're going to give you a fair and a great price. We're going to give you the HR. We're going to do that at a fair and a great price. And then you choose your other benefit packages. And they give you all of it. Now, they'll say, here, we think these are the best, and these are the best for you. But you can choose whatever you want, whichever best you think fits your business. And that's what they're doing at HRP. So if you want payroll and you want HR and you want a company that's going to give you the best fair price that you're going to get, all you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Portugal and France today, Del. Who you got?
That's a game in a group of death.
Yeah.
Germany's playing at the same time against Hungary, who is like the whipping boy of that group. Everyone's got their wins against them. I think I like France in that one, which will put Portugal in a precarious position because the way it works in Euros this year and previous years too, I think, top two teams in each group advance, and then I think the three best wild cards are third place teams pretty much. Portugal's probably, if they lose to France, going to be a third place team, and then that all becomes about goal differential and what the other teams have done. But I like France, and if Portugal goes out in the first round, or at least in the group stage, that's going to be rough for Ronaldo. It might be he'll probably be around for the World Cup, but I'm not sure how active and how good he'll be. Maybe he'll be a super sub by that point. We're talking a year from now, I guess. Yeah, but I do like France, and it might be the end of Ronaldo being a starring man in a major tournament. We'll see. The World Cup's not too far away, so if they qualify, he might have another shot.
They're at this point in third place, 1-0-1, 5-4-4 goal differential of 1 for every team.
Yeah, so a loss here would certainly affect their goal differential, and maybe they won't even have enough points because you look at what's gone down so far. Third place team with 4 points in Switzerland. You've got another third place team in the Czech Republic with 4. So Portugal's trying to get the last third place spot if they lose to France. So yeah, goal differential may be a big deal in this one. So losing by not a lot would be good for them if they don't win.
Yeah, be interesting. That's your soccer segment.
That's
today.
Your soccer update, everyone. You can watch the game starting at 11 on our.
It's on two, isn't it? It's on at 2 o'clock.
Well, the Portugal game is, but the But the games themselves, two group stage games. So Portugal will know their fate and what they have to do by the time they take the field, because the other teams who are battling for that third place spot, the final teams, will have already finished their game. So they'll know. Sweden, Poland, Slovakia, España, Spain. So, yeah, the final matches of the group stage are today, starting at 11.
This is it. Let's go. And then, so you think this is it for if they don't advance?
If they don't advance, he becomes a player where you think he's still going to be your starring man at the World Cup if they qualify. But who says they qualify? So if they don't qualify, then this could be his last major tournament.
Huh. Yeah, we'll see. 4 years from now, he might still be around.
Well,
you know?
Not 4 years. Not as a star. It's in 22. The World Cup's in 22.
Oh, yeah.
So, but if they don't qualify.
If they don't qualify, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, it's even more.
By the way, Dusty's listening to the show. Dusty Stanfield, who is, you know, selling NILs, sponsorships for players. He said, oh, it's going to kill the G League.
Yeah.
The top guys in the G League. Well, G League will be more like the D League used to be. It'll be true minor league basketball, right. Developmental.
I don't got no college eligibility left.
The new guys who go start, the new guys who want to just go there for the paycheck early.
Yeah.
No
need.
It's not going to make a lot of
sense. No need for the LeVar Ball's league.
But I do think, like Dusty even mentioned this yesterday, the NILs are going to be hot and heavy early. And then people who are spending money for those who have true sponsorships, either they'll get a return or they won't get a return. I mean, they have ways of measuring that. And if they don't get a return, you're going to see it come down some.
I brought this up with the guys yesterday, and I think this is going to be a real, real problem. I mean, my son played college football. He, you know, not at the Power 5 level. He played at Rice, played at Missouri State. But I'm going to tell you here and now, he had school, he had football, and he didn't have much time left for anything else. Not much left. Because especially if you're going to be a student, if you're going to keep up with your grades and the workouts and the time that you have to put in to be a player. Now, they poo-pooed it. The guys poo-pooed it in here. But with some of the stuff that we're talking about here, with doing camps, with giving lessons, with doing autograph sessions, with Zooms, with potential boosters that you're getting paid for, that one-on-one, those are all time-consuming. Everything that you do is going to take some time. And you can poo-poo it all you want. I'm telling you, the life of an athlete is full as it is already. So, and when you throw on, and you know how important it is going to be for your brand, for your money making, which are you going to prioritize? I got to make this money now I'm not going to be able to study. I'm going to have to get to all the workouts because the coaches still are going to own you at your universities. That time, your workout times, your practice times, your weight room times, your meal times, all those things are still going to be there. It's going to be awfully hard to fit in, especially for the busy guys that are making a lot of money. It's going to be awfully hard to fit in everything that you're going to want to do.
Maybe, but it may only be one day too. Like how much time does it take for you to talk about Chastain? Or does it take for you to talk about any of the advertisers you have? It doesn't take long. We're talking about maybe a day of a photo shoot. Because, you know, your picture can be on a billboard and you get paid for it. And they could have taken a stock photo.
Oh, no,
photo.
But they're talking about a hell of a lot more than that. Like, well, they're talking about weekly.
I don't want to say
stuff
that yet,
you're going to do. Now, you're going to try to do as much as you can for during the week and make as much as you possibly can. Oh, and even if you're a girl softball player or a baseball player and you're giving lessons, that's time.
Well, if you're talking about weekly engagements,
yes.
That's going to be a lot. And what's going to happen is I think you're going to find these athletes are real quick going to get sick of it and not want to do it, especially if they're not performing well.
Well, and that's another thing. That brings up another point. Is you're in that locker room, you've got that billboard up there for Chastain Ford. You're representing Chastain Ford, and you're playing like crap.
Well, so this is what can happen. This is my guess of what can happen. I didn't talk to Dusty about this, but what's going to happen is the contracts are coming from the advertisers. It's going to be like with us. If we have an advertiser that wants to lead the station, they can lead the station if they want to. There's nothing that actually ties them in. And
well,
no
a contract might. See, we you, have you might contracts. Do a deal. No, you might do a deal. Unless it's you got to make it breakable for both sides. But I don't know that you're going to want to do that, because if you're a dealership, there might be three or four dealerships. Let's say Trevor Lawrence is coming in. There might be three or four dealerships that are like, I want Trevor Lawrence in my face. So you're going to have to do a deal that's a guaranteed deal for Trevor Lawrence, as opposed to, well, we can get out of this at any time. No. Well, we'll do a guaranteed deal with Trevor Lawrence.
If you're an advertiser, if you're smart, your lawyers will drop something that you can get out of at any time. Because it would be stupid not to. If you think about anything can happen, a player could be arrested, a player could be involved in a domestic dispute.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got to have something where you.
Well,
you,
now that's a.
You can have a morals clause, or morals, you can have. Right. Because you don't. What the last thing that the player is going to want to do is be involved. If a guy reneges and backs out of a deal, and it's not even backing out so much as sometimes you can just cancel, it's something where you can cancel at any time. If that happens, do you really want to be involved in a lawsuit then, too, while you're playing?
Don't think that won't happen at some point in this deal.
Oh, no, I think that they will. I think a lot of things are going to happen that you can't.
Yeah. Don't think that there aren't going to be kids now that, I didn't save that money for the taxes.
I never, ever believed that the NIL was just going to be some neat and fuzzy little, the players will finally get a little something. And that's not what this is. It's not the players will get a little something. It's the top players are going to get paid, and they're going to get paid a lot more than people think, and there's going to be a lot more that people haven't thought about that's coming to play that could complicate some things. But I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's just going to become a new part of the college landscape, and that's it. It's not going to go back to non-NIL.
And oh my goodness, I think that yesterday Zach couldn't have been more right. If you're the NCAA. As this was going on, what they should have been doing is, okay, guys, let's create a committee, and we'll look at all of the stuff, and let's try to, as opposed to fighting. See, I don't know if you know this, NCAA started out as an advocate for players, and now all it's become is a governing police board. That's all it's become.
It's been that way since it originally started.
So instead,
how long ago? Because they've been a governing police body. You know, I told you that one of the things U of H got in trouble for years ago was giving a player's ride from a stadium to the practice facility. That's illegal. Going to have the Thanksgiving dinner or lunch or whatever because you weren't able to get home because you didn't have a car. Illegal.
I know. I mean,
they've been like this forever.
I know. Well, for as long as we know. But if they would have gone and said, okay, how can we help the players get through this? Let's put out there, here's what you guys have to look for. They should already have a guideline for players. Hey, watch out for this. Make sure that you – all of the roadblocks that you could face along – instead, you know what they're doing? Our hands are tied. You guys want to get paid? That's great. You guys want to get, you know what we're going to do? Nothing. Let's let it be the Wild West. All the states, you have your own laws, so we don't get sued again. So now, everybody, it's going to be the Wild West where everybody's just going to, no one knows how to act. No one knows what to do with this. No one knows what the limits are. No one knows how much you can possibly make or what. No one knows anything because the NCAA is just going, well, you guys want to get paid? Go get paid. And now we'll do it by state law. And now this state's going to have this much more that you can do as opposed to this state. Now in Louisiana or Georgia, whatever, you guys get paid whatever you want. So I want to go to LSU and I want to go to Georgia and California. Well, I don't know what they're going to do.
What's the tax rate in California? Now if some players are going to be like, excuse me, how much of my money is going out of my NIL? No, I'm not going to California school.
No, and you know who's going to benefit? Texas A&M, Houston. Because look at the tax rate here as opposed to other schools.
NIL is going to open up a whole new world that has never been seen in any athletics.
If I'm a player, I'm even if I do sign with this California school, yeah, I'm just going to do this autograph thing in Texas during the summer.
Yeah, y'all come meet me.
I'm just going to make a trip. And, yeah, we're going to do autographs in Texas or Florida. Just work around that little hole.
No, but I
mean, in California,
you know, Zach and Dusty are in the space and they're killing it. So they're going to play the rules by the way the rules are set up.
But right now,
there aren't any rules because they don't know how to. Because it's not consistent, like you said, it's not consistent from state to state, and they're going to have to figure this out. So it will be interesting once July 1st hits and some of these deals can be announced. It is going to be very interesting to see how the college football media reacts to this, and then how...
Oh, the media is going to be, because you haven't seen any national stories yet, when the media finds
July 1st.
When the media finds out but the numbers...
The media
that these
has
guys
been very, very in favor of players
oh,
being
absolutely
paid.
The media yeah. has been. And rightfully so. The kids should get something out of the pie sure. that coaches are making $9 million a year.
Right.
And, I mean, absolutely the players should get something.
I think certain members because the numbers are abstract, we don't know the numbers. When they start to see some of the deals, you know, maybe the deals they're making more than they're actually, like the players are actually making more than they're making from their media jobs, I think some of that might shift, just depending on who the person
maybe.
Is. You're talking about the G League, but we got to go. But the G League, you mentioned how, I think you said Dusty texted how the NIL will kill the G League.
He thinks it's going to kill the potential of five stars going to the G League instead of college.
I'm mentioning it because Dior Johnson, he just committed to Oregon. He's a five-star basketball player. There was a tweet before he committed yesterday that the NBL, which is in Australia where Lonzo played.
Yeah.
Or no, LaMelo played, excuse me. That they had a deal in place for $1.2 million for him to come over there and play for a year. Now, he has committed to Oregon, but... the G League's not offering $1.2 million for a year of basketball, and that's what the Australian League was offering.
Oh, yeah. Up. Well, he'll make more at Oregon than he will at...
$1.2 million. And also, basketball at Oregon's not like football. Like, I still think that making your money in NIL is going to be... It's still regionally based. Like, ACC will have great opportunities for basketball. SEC will have great opportunities for baseball players.
Yeah.
You know, it probably not going to at some other places. It's going to be interesting. It's still going to be supply and demand. Like, it's going to be what is your free market value, and is a basketball player at Oregon? I mean, maybe there's a value there, but
I do think
that's hard to pass up $1.2 million.
There's something
Phil Knight there.
Yeah, and does Dior Johnson have a following that he's taking to Oregon? Like you talk, like it's different now.
If Boone Pickens and Phil Knight, there's so much to talk about. But you know what? Instead of putting it all into the facilities, they would have just bought the players.
Well, like what Dell said, it's now going to be more important than ever for players to have social media presences in junior high and high school, where they're going to have to get their Instagrams up when they're 12 years old.
Well, absolutely.
You got to get your Instagram up.
But if Phil Knight wants to buy you, guess what? Phil Knight's going to buy you.
Not the case.
Well, no. He put it into facility, allegedly. You will see. You know what? He tried to put it in facilities and lure them that way, and with pretty colors and uniforms. Now, here's the cash, kid.
We can't. We're not going to say that he's buying people, John.
He's buying people. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he can buy me anytime.
Well, I know. You're
I'm
for sale.
In.
You're a hua.
Buy me, Phil.
We know you're a hua.
Yeah. I am a hua.
There's nothing as valuable for a basketball player as playing in March Madness, said Dusty. So
yeah.
March Madness was where you can, hey, you get to March Madness. You got
get to the final.
You
four?
Got a $50,000 bonus for hawking these organic tomatoes
instead
here
of
in Oregon.
Instead of Mike Krzyzewski on the commercials, you're going to see the players.
Good. I'm tired of looking at Krzyzewski.
Oh, that's terrible. He's a great guy.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
When you hit home runs, you start feeling that you can hit home runs. And You know, I mean, that was big. I mean, Straw was most of our offense tonight. You know, we scored, you know, three runs and he drove in two of them. So that was, you know, that was a great night. Also, it was a great night for Zach Greinke. I mean, this guy was, he was pitching. His pitch count was low. He got out of sync in the eighth. And, you know, he wasn't making the same pitches he was making earlier. And then Rayleigh came in, you know, shut him down. And then, you know, here come Presley. So it was a well-played game.
Yeah, 3-1. I mean, they couldn't get Lopez. He was really – that dude has been really, really bad. And the Astros really didn't get to him. Like, they scored enough, obviously, because they had, once again, Greinke looking great. 7 1/3. He's just making pitches. He's so not dominant. He's so Maddox-like, but yet another 7-inning stint where he just gives up a run. You know, is he the ace? Is he enough at the top of the rotation in when you get to the postseason with he and Fromber and McCullers and Garcia or whoever that fourth
feels
guy might
good.
Be? It feels pretty damn good. Is it as dominant as a rotation that we've seen win World Series though?
No.
Yeah, I mean, usually you got to have that 1-2 like dominant punch.
I mean, Cole, Verlander. Now Verlander,
although Cole
rarely
wasn't
pitched,
there, yeah.
Verlander rarely pitches well in the postseason
he
usually does. But Verlander, Cole, and I'm talking about Cole obviously 2 years ago. But Verlander, Cole, Greinke, 2 years ago, even though Zach didn't pitch all that well until that last game where he pitched great in the last game. You could argue that that's better than anything you could throw up. Fromber, because as good as Fromber's been, in theory, is not going to be as good as Cole. Now, but Verlander was not a great factor.
No.
I would also tell you it's deeper. It's deeper. Where you got Fromber, you got McCullers, you've got, you know, Zach Greinke, who's 8-2 right now. You've got...
he's probably an all-star. Zach is an all-star.
Yeah. Even with a 3.65 or 3.57, whatever it is right now. 8 wins is he's going to get up closer to the 10 win mark. He will be an all-star, 100%.
I don't know.
Would he like to go? I don't know.
Yeah, I would imagine he would. Yes.
Do you really think in real life, this is a guy who's been around, he's made all-stars. Do you really think that's something that he wants is to be around more people that he doesn't really know? This is serious. We joke about it, but a serious question. A guy who suffers from clear anxiety issues, do you think that going to a situation that is not under his control is something for several days is something he would rather do than be with his family? I don't think so. Not in real life. He's been an all-star plenty of times.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he'd like to go.
Ever opt out of all-star games?
No.
I never hear about
it. No, you don't know.
I never hear about opt-outs, but you would think you would, especially guys who are making 20-some-odd million a year, like Zach Greinke. Like, if that really bothers him, why would he even go? I wonder why certain guys would even go at all to an all-star game since, I mean, if they've got the attention. Zach Greinke's done everything he can do in his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's done everything from a baseball standpoint you could possibly hope for. Maybe he loves being an all-star and doing it, but you just feel like his personality is one that he would just say, you know what? Unless I have a big bonus tied to this, what am I doing? I'd rather not be with this crowd of people that I don't really know.
I don't know if he's as socially inept as you're making.
Going by all the interviews ever.
Yeah, no, I know. I just
The stories that we've heard and his unwillingness to fly on a plane with his own teammates. Remember that? You told that story. He flew on a separate plane. Isn't that does that not tell you something?
He is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 time All-Star. So I don't know that he's been averse at all. I mean,
he hasn't.
Yeah.
He hasn't. But I'm just wondering right now if there's, you know, I'm just thinking veteran players. You know what? Give it to somebody else. Like, why do we never see that happen? Such in baseball, the All-Star game is such a thing to be lined up out there before the game.
Yeah.
And when they pan to each All-Star, as a kid and all the way up into, you know, later adulthood, it still was a point of pride to see an Astro out there.
I used to score the game at home.
Did you?
While I was watching the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I loved it. Rose leading off, Morgan. I mean, it was.
We would watch. We'd see who the Astro was. Me and my brother wanted to see the intro. And then if you knew your Astro was coming off the bench, if it was Craig Reynolds or whoever it would be. If you're asked, now if it's Cedeno, I had to watch. But I mean, even like Biggio. Well, not Biggio, because I was older. But let's just say a Mike Scott or whoever was going to be coming in the game. We go out and start playing wiffle ball with the lineups. So, you know, I'd be American League. My brother would be National League. Whoever we would be. We'd start playing wiffle ball, and we'd run back in to see, okay, what inning are we in? Is our guy in the game yet or not? No, let's go back outside. One-on-one wiffle ball. And we had it set up, but there's just something special. And NBA has it like that too with the basketball. Theirs has become a much bigger spectacle because they've extended it to the night, actually the Friday night, and then the Saturday, and then the Sunday. So the dunk contest doesn't really matter as much. People watch more the 3-point shootout and then the skills challenge to a lesser degree.
Used to mean something, but yeah.
Yeah, but it is really, really interesting that baseball still carries such cachet with the players that they want to be part of that All-Star game.
Yep. All right, 44 after now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Have you got that Daryl Morey stuff? Are we going to hear from him? Is that any good?
Daryl's a little pissy.
Oh, I like it. I want to hear pissy Daryl Morey on the other side right here. Don't you go. And we'll get back to the Rockets and their pick, number 2 overall this year. Lance, though, don't you have to talk about your peeps over at some insurance company?
Let's talk about TGS Insurance's ability to get you today an A-rated insurance company at a discounted rate. And the reason it's discounted, it's not because there's any gimmicks involved here. It's just a competitive rate. You have a chance to get a competitive rate with TGS Insurance. And that's something that when you stay with your same company over and over and over and over, you don't get that competitive rate. It just simply doesn't happen. Once you do get with TGS Insurance, they want to shop your home with a variety of, and by the way, I know this sounds like it takes all day. It takes a matter of seconds because of the algorithm inside the program they have. They can get you the best rate within seconds. They'll text it back to you and check it against what you're paying, because what you may find is, wow, you know, I can save $1,400 annually with this. The average savings is $900, but it can be much, much more. We've seen people save into the $3,000s annually, depending on what they were having insured. So make sure that you contact my friends and at least just see what their rates are. It's no obligation, no strings attached. Text the word money to 232323. That's tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Daryl Morey says the 25 or 26 teams would love to be Philadelphia. Dell, isn't that a trash? What about? Do you think people want to live in Philadelphia?
Well, I think he's talking about the team itself. I don't think 25 to 26 teams want to be in that.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
Yeah, nobody.
I think that's an overstatement.
Yeah, no. I don't think there's 26 cities in the country that want to move to Philadelphia.
No.
But what about his roster? He believes that 25 or 26 teams would like to be them.
Well, let's look at the playoff picture as it stands now. Will the Suns want to be the Sixers?
Nope.
With a healthy Kawhi, do the Clippers want to be the Sixers? The The Bucks, I don't think, want to be the Sixers. Nope. The Nets don't want to be the Sixers. Nope. The Hawks, they just beat the Sixers, so probably not.
No, I don't think they want to be the Sixers. So I just ripped off, that they don't want to be sitting at home.
So I just ripped off five.
There's five.
The Lakers want to be the Sixers?
Nope.
No. The Nuggets, if they're healthy.
With Jamal Murray?
Probably not.
No.
When Ben Simmons is one of
the Jazz?
Are you sure the Lakers don't want to be the Sixers?
With LeBron?
With LeBron and AD, as opposed to Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? Really?
Well, I get the LeBron and AD, but the Ben Simmons, well, I think it's Joel Embiid and, well, yeah. I mean, you can't just sweep
Tobias
Ben
Harris
Simmons.
And
you can't sweep Ben Simmons under the rug. That is such a massive psychological problem right now.
The Jazz don't want to be him either.
No, I think it's a bit of an overstatement.
A bit of an overstatement.
But I think what Daryl's point is, the sky is not falling for us.
Well, let's hear what Daryl's point is on this. Okay. What was the question?
Okay, he has posed a couple questions by long-term Philly media member Howard Eskin, and this is how it goes. Hold on.
If the possibility is there to improve the team, and that means moving Ben Simmons, that you would do it.
Not addressing Ben Simmons, but any move that will help our team win the championship or improve our odds, we will look at and do if it makes sense to do that.
So the only thing I'm trying to ask is, will you look at the value of Ben Simmons as well as any other player on this basketball team to improve the 76ers?
So you just defined the job of a general manager, which is to assess everything, assess every player on the roster, figure out what is best to do with them to help us win the championship. So, yes, I'm going to operate as the general manager of the 76ers, and I appreciate you defining my job description.
Ooh.
But
Daryl's,
I don't know if you
like
heard,
that.
Jonathan Fagan ain't asking the questions no more.
No, okay? But Daryl's always been kind of smart alecky about stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's not new.
No.
He accused me of data dredging, and I had to Google it.
He accused me of having a bias.
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
Still sounds like he's from the
John,
deep
do you
south.
Think, I don't know if you remember that entire conversation, but since he fled to Philadelphia, do you feel vindicated with what you were asking?
So it was about James Harden's defense, I think, or what was it about?
I don't remember, actually. That's why I asked.
I believe it was about, I think it had something to do with, I was like, no, as a matter of fact, no, I was complimenting them, and he was like, man. I was like, what? What are you, Daryl?
It did get harder to get Daryl on the show when you were on. Like when you, I don't know what you said that made Daryl so spicy, because I didn't think there's anything that I ever heard that was, unless Daryl, that was a super.
Because I ain't soft like the rest of you media here.
That was.
John, that's why he John wanted. Daryl just
takes a pizza to flip in.
He wants softball questions. Sorry, you ain't getting here.
You and Howard Eskin.
That's right.
He got a little pissy with both of you.
Well, yeah.
So that was Howard Eskin who asked.
Yeah, yes. Howard Eskin had Daryl Morey ain't saying nothing.
No, Daryl's really not going to like it by next year if the same thing happens, because it's going to. No, he's stepping into a hornet's nest as it pertains to the local media. They're not going to put up with him. Ben Simmons is going to keep getting trashed, and he's not going to be able to just get away from this. He's going to have to address it. The way he'll address it is trading two first-round picks and Ben Simmons for another player's contract, because it's going to be like a Kemba Walker deal, only more expensive to get rid of. But that's what Daryl – late first-round picks, they make Daryl vomit in his mouth. He hates picks. So there's no chance that Daryl isn't going to just package picks and say, look, if you pretty please take the next 4 years of Ben Simmons, we'll give you two firsts, okay? And we'll take on your bad contract. How about that? That only lasts 2 years. That's what he's going to do, and he's going to get rid of Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is going to be gone. Daryl is not going to have another year with a guy who can't shoot free throws, can't shoot three-pointers, and is mentally that exhausted. And then playing in a city like Philly, like you can get away with playing in a city in Houston. Houston is nothing compared to other cities. The fan base, the media, it's nothing compared to other cities. A player like Ben Simmons is going to get ragdolled in Philadelphia this entire offseason.
He's going to get ragdolled. He can't come back.
He's got to find a way to move him. And the way that Daryl has found to move him is by including draft picks. And I think that he will get it done, but he's going to have to take back a bad contract in exchange, but it may only be for 2 years, you know. But he's not going to be able to just move him. It's going to be expensive to move him. You're going to have to give up assets
and
just
to dump that contract.
And, you know, this gets to the point of giving guys max dollar deals this long that aren't elite players. The idea of giving a max dollar contract to guys who aren't elite should make every NBA GM. I've always long felt that a max dollar contract should be for the best players. You know, I mean, Dame Lillard, obviously, James Harden. We can all point out who they are. But if you're not one of the best of the best, if you're not one of the, let's say, 12 best players in the league, I think there should be layers where you say, okay, we're not giving you a max. We'll give you 80% of max or 75% of max, but we're not going to give you max. Defaulting to max for every pretty good player is a really scary proposition, especially when you do it twice. Joel Embiid, or three times. Joel Embiid, was Tobias max?
Yes.
I mean, for sake, what are you doing, Philadelphia? You maxed out three guys, and one is Tobias Harris. You traded for Tobias. You didn't have to give him that.
They gave him that because of all they gave up to get him. They felt like they had to.
Dumb.
Much like Laramie Tunsil.
Daryl didn't do that, by the way.
Much like, you know, the Texans gave up all they had for Laramie Tunsil, had to pay him what he wanted.
But Tobias was not on Tunsil's
5 years, $180 million for Tobias.
Oh, Harris. So what you're saying is that some NBA teams have
and 180 on Tobias?
Yes.
So what you're saying is some NBA teams have wasted money on some players that weren't as good as the money that they paid them.
I'm asking, what percentage is that now?
Is there a league, honestly, that has wasted? Because the NFL, you can cut. That dude sucks. We're cutting him. Major League Baseball, it happens too. But I don't know that there's a league that has wasted more money.
No.
I mean, and when Steve Francis gets
Million dollar
buyout. The buyouts that we've seen in the NBA, there has been more money wasted.
The NBA throws away money on average players like I've never seen.
It's unbelievable.
Tobias Harris is never in any lifetime a player that should get a max contract.
Chris Alvarez, apparently he's in Fresno. C. Alvarez, ABC 7. He says, my guy Jalen Green getting some love on the NBA mock draft board at the end of the Scott Van Pelt show on ESPN. They have Cade Cunningham first and Jalen Green second.
That's what we think.
I think it is going to be Jalen Green. Listen, little did we know when Jalen Green decided I ain't going to college that it might have been the best thing that ever could have happened to the Rockets. Because had he,
I didn't even know who he was.
There's a chance. No. Well, it was famous. He was pretty. It was a pretty big deal.
That story was a big deal. I didn't know about him, the recruit. Like, I wouldn't have known, a five star's going to where? I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me know when the tournament starts.
Yeah. No. So it might have been the best thing. Because he may be right. Because I watched Cade Cunningham has all the, you know, every measurable that you want in an NBA player and all of that stuff. But I watched Cade Cunningham and said, is that the best? That's the best guy in all of college basketball? I don't know that.
Yeah, listening to what people were talking about over the last couple of days and, you know, particularly last night, I heard a couple of podcasts, and Cade Cunningham was, that dude is the 6'7", 8" big playmaking guard wing type that not only can get his shot. I think he shot 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
He's a playmaker when given the opportunity around a team that is fit to his skill set, is a guy who will make the guys around you better because of the shots he'll get them. I don't know how that played out at Oklahoma State. You can speak to roster construction. Maybe it didn't work out, but that's what he is not the step back Jalen Green one-on-one, I'm a bucket getter. At least his game doesn't look like that.
No.
It's a guy who, when it comes down to it, if I can get you a shot and get me a shot, I can make plays. I'm a multifaceted player. I don't know if Jalen Green has that ability. I think they look at him as the alpha scorer.
Right.
Type.
And that may be perfect for this basketball team.
Or it's a duplication
by the way, he did it last year against grown men, too.
Yes, or it's a duplication of what you want Kevin Porter to be. What I don't mind taking Jalen Green if Kevin Porter, if it's a duplication, then I guess you move Kevin Porter. If Jalen Green's better.
Shouldn't we be a little careful about worrying too much about duplication?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, and not only that.
That's why Clyde Drexler and Jordan didn't play together.
Yeah, right. I mean, if Portland could have had it back, oh, we'll get Michael Jordan and Clyde. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that these two are that. And, oh, by the way, I don't know, have we decided that you can count on Kevin Porter
These yet? Are the things no, that you don't, that's why you don't make a decision based off a guy who has the concerns that you have
Never
about
Never do
him.
I worry about Kevin Porter. Yeah. Like, Kevin Porter will either go along to get along or Kevin Porter will be on to his next stop.
Yeah.
That's why I said previously, how do the Rockets feel about this guy? Do they actually feel like he's a clear building block, or are they still in flyer mode with him and they'll just see how it goes?
I mean, Kevin Porter showed flashes now. But I don't think you pass. I think the Michael Jordan, you learned you don't pass on guys just unbelievable talent just because you already have that position. No. All right, 859 ESPN 97.5. You know, the Rockets are the underdog right now, Lance. Do you know any other?
Underdog fantasy. But they're not going to be an underdog in the market for very much longer. They're one of the new kids on the block from a daily fantasy standpoint, but it's much more than daily fantasy. I'm going to go there right now. I got the W yesterday, as a matter of fact, in my rivals play that I had. You can go to underdogfantasy.com. You sign up. When you sign up with a promo code, they'll ask you for a promo code. Put in radio, and they're going to give you a $25 bonus into your account that you can start playing with. But what you really should use it on is Best Ball Mania 2. That's a big fantasy football season-long tournament with $3.5 million in prizes waiting for you. So you can take advantage of that offer, and all you have to do is use promo code radio. But I'm telling you right now, you've got the ability to get in on Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL, NBA, so anything that you want. They've got pick'em contests with over-under on points, and you can do – I'll give you an example. Kevin Huerter. Or Herter, I think it's pronounced, 13.5, Atlanta at Milwaukee. I think he's going to keep his hot streak going, so I'm going to put him with the over. Then I look at a P.J. Tucker, 10.5 points, rebounds, assists. I'm going under, and boom, I can play two of it, and I win three times my play over with Underdog Fantasy. That's one example of what you can do in the over-under game. They have rival games, and they have daily fantasy and season-long fantasy as well. I haven't seen a site that offers this much, honestly, and I've been doing this a long time. And this is a phenomenal site. Love the brand new guys over at Underdog Fantasy. Check them out and go with a company that is willing to give you that $25 bonus when you sign up with your first deposit. That's underdogfantasy.com. Terms and conditions apply.
ESPN 97.5.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.